Thank you very much, Tia. Well, at this service we get quite a wide range of people. We get visitors, we get regulars, we get people dragged along reluctantly by their families. I hope not too many of you are in that category. But what I want to do in this few minutes is try and get right to the heart of what Christmas is about. What happened in the stable when the baby was born, when there was no one else there, as far as we know, but Mary and Joseph. And I call this talk the dogma in the manger, which is a bad pun. Dog in the manger, dogma in the manger, get it? But I get the word dogma from something that Dorothy L. Sayers wrote. She was a famous writer of detective stories, of course, but also Christian, and she wrote this in 1938. It is the dogma that is the drama. Not beautiful phrases or comforting sentiments, vague aspirations to loving kindness, nor the promise of something nice after death, but the terrifying assertion that the same God who made the world lived in it and passed through the grave and the gate of death. Show that to the heathen, and they may not believe it, but at least they will realize that there is something here that a man might be glad to believe. Now, I know that language is rather different from what we'd use today, but you know, that idea, show that to the heathen, the unbeliever, and at least they will know that there's something here that you would be glad to believe if you did believe it. It's the dogma that is the drama. In other words, the events of the Christian faith are what really matters. C.S. Lewis lived at a time when miracles were very out of fashion. Now, that's no longer the case because, as someone said, quantum physics has turned physicists into wild-eyed raving mystics. People have realized that the universe isn't nearly as rational and easily understandable as we thought. But in Lewis's time, about 70 years ago, people said, well, we have to take the miracles out of the Christian story in order to make it plausible. But C.S. Lewis said, hang on, it's not that easy. You can take the miracles out of the other religions, he said, because really they're not central. They're just kind of added color. But Christianity, said Lewis, is the story of a great miracle. It starts with a virgin birth, God becoming human, and it ends with the resurrection from the dead. And if you take those things out, you haven't slightly altered Christianity, you've created a completely different religion. The dogma is the drama. The miracle of the incarnation is right at the heart of Christianity. I wonder if we realize what a bombshell this event is. The dogma says that the creator of everything, the rightful ruler and judge of the whole universe, has come to earth in the form of Jesus Christ. That means the immortal has become mortal. The invulnerable has become radically vulnerable. The unapproachable has become something you can hug. The metaphysical has become physical. The impossible has become possible. Now, that is totally different from anything you find in, as far as I can see, any other religion. It's quite unlike Hinduism and Buddhism, which say that in all of us there's a divine spark, so some sort of incarnation is happening all the time in all of us. That divine spark is being ignited in each of us all the time. It's just normal. And it's also quite different from Judaism and Islam, which say, no, God is transcendent. He's far above anything in this universe. He could never become one of us. The very idea is blasphemous and ridiculous. But Christianity says God is transcendent. He is completely beyond the universe. But also he's so loving that once, uniquely in that night in Bethlehem, he broke through the concrete barrier between infinity and reality, between the divine and the real, and was incarnated in Jesus Christ. Tom Wright, who's a former Bishop of Durham, said this: how can you live with the terrifying possibility that the hurricane has become human, that the fire has become flesh, that life itself has walked into our midst? Christianity, he said, either means that or it means nothing at all. It is either the most devastating disclosure of the deepest reality, or it is a sham, a nonsense, a bit of deceitful play acting. Most of us, he says, unable to cope with saying either of those things, are content to live in the shallow world in between. The dogma is the drama. It's interesting that in those two quotes from Dorothy Sayers and Tom Wright, each written independently and quite a long time apart, they both use the same word, terrifying, the terrifying assertion. If this happened, then it is terrifying, isn't it? It's inescapable. Well, you might be here tonight and you say, well, I can see that that is the extraordinary thing that Christianity claims, but my problem is I just find it very hard to believe. You know, the Gospels were written thousands of years ago. They were primitive, unscientific people. They believed things like that, but I'm an educated, modern person. I can see Jesus as a great teacher with an awareness of the divine, but there's just too many intellectual and cultural barriers for me to believe that he's God incarnate. It's much more difficult for me, a 21st century person, than it was for them back then. Well, I'm afraid my response to that is no, it isn't. It's not more difficult at all. All of Jesus' original followers were Jewish, and they had far deeper intellectual and cultural barriers to believing that this happened than we have. They wouldn't even speak the name of God. The idea that that transcendent God would become a human being was absolutely anathema to them, opposed to everything that they believed about reality. And yet something happened that night that broke through, that convinced them that Jesus was God, become flesh once uniquely at Bethlehem. This is either the most devastating disclosure of the deepest reality, or it is a sham, a nonsense, a bit of deceitful play acting. And we have to decide which of those two it is. We can't live in the shallow ground between the two. No other religion or philosophy or way of living makes a claim anything like this. I'm going to give you my last long, complicated quote, and I've also got a little card which has got all three of them on it for you to take away if you want to reflect on something in the next few days. The last quote is from the contemporary American novelist Marilyn Robinson, and she said this: "The incarnation, the crucifixion, and the resurrection are all highly charged statements about the nature of being and of human being, highly charged statements about the nature of who we are. They are profound," she says, "and as far as I know, unique assertions of the transcendent value of human life. Asserting most forcefully the value of the lives of the powerless and the obscure." That's right, isn't it? She's saying the incarnation is a profound statement about what it means to be human, of who we are and why we matter. The dogma is the drama. Well, as I said, we're here tonight with all sorts of different levels of knowledge and faith about Christianity. You may be here with a deep, committed faith. You may be here with none at all. But at least realize, as Dorothy L. Sayers said, that here is something that a person might be glad to believe. Do take away one of these quotes, with one of these cards with these three quotes on it, and reflect on them. And if you've got questions, then email me, ring me up, ask me questions. And don't live in that shallow ground of thinking Jesus was just a good chap or a great teacher. Because if you take one of the Gospels that are available at the back, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, just read it through, you'll see that that is not an option that he left open to us. The story of the Incarnation is either the most devastating disclosure of the deepest reality, or it is a deception and a sham. And I believe the decision we make about which of those two it is the most important decision any of us make in our lives. So let's just have a moment of quiet, and then I'll lead us in some prayers. But we do pray that you would help each one of us over this Christmas time reflect afresh on the extraordinary dogma at the heart of Christianity, and open our eyes by your Spirit to see what that means for us, for who we are and why we're here. Pray that each one of us would get new insights into that this Christmas time. Amen. And in the prayers, will you